Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
In order to fly, you have to give up the ground you are standing on. You can't remain in the past and expect tomorrow to be better. There is no future in the past. Let go of yesterday to take possession of tomorrow. Child of God, welcome to your favorite Christian devotional and inspirational channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From here, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verses 34. The Bible says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19 says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." Hallelujah. Child of God, the past is something that should be forgotten. Unfortunately, a lot of people let it define them. Unless we overcome the crippling past, we can't take hold of the bright future. Except we break the hold of yesterday's failure, we can't attain tomorrow's wonderful blessings. Listen to me, except you forget about the night of fruitless labor, you will not be able to launch out into the deep and let down your net for the abundance that is coming. Child of God, are you experiencing failure? Are you experiencing incapacitation? Are you experiencing stagnation or frustration? You can let go of the pain and embrace the new tomorrow. With God by your side, you will laugh again in the name of Jesus. Philippians 3, 13 through 14 makes us understand that one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Letting go of the past releases your future and opens the door of all the promises, riches, and blessings of God. In order to walk in these new dimensions of blessings and progress, you must let go of pains, worries, disappointments of the past. If you want a blessed and glorious future, you need to let go of your failure. You need to always remember that the past holds you back from what God has for you. The past places shackles on you. If you don't let it go, the past will weigh you down, stress you, and of course, deplete your energy. Someone once said, if you live in the past and allow the past to define who you are, you will never grow. I repeat, if you live in the past and allow the past to define who you are, you will never grow. To enjoy happiness, you need to let go of the past. Stop allowing the failures and mistakes you have made to prevent you from embracing new options, ideas, opportunities, and friends. Child of God, the past keeps you in a box. You need to think outside the box to move into the future. Enough of permitting painful and hurtful memories of what other people have done to you to occupy your thought and your life. Put those challenges behind you and move on. The best is yet to come. Jabez in the Bible overcame his yesterday's sorrow and became a man of honor. Jephthah, though born a bastard, overcame his miserable past to rise to the heroic achievements. Jacob prayed through to victory. He overcame his crooked past to rise to become a noble reference for generations. Joseph and David were persecuted, but they endured the pain and got to the palace. As it said, the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Letting go of the past is critical if you want to attain that glorious future. You should learn from the past, but you must not live in the past. You need to learn to forget and let go of the past in order to move on to a new beginning. A defeated past can keep you glued permanently to mediocrity and limitation. Child of God, you need to move from a defeated past to a dynamic present. Child of God, move from a successful past to a significant present and fantastic future. You can acknowledge or be proud of your past, but don't live in the past. Past successes mean you cannot improve and achieve new dreams, new efforts, new breakthroughs. Let go of the past. Embrace a new future and become the best God wants you to be. God bless you and keep you. God guide you. God increase you. God elevate you. God give you abundance. I pray for you. Good tidings from Almighty God will abound in your life. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Amen and amen. Child of God, kindly visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Yes, the VIP recognition goes to all celebrants born on this date or married on this date in history. Yes, a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and birthday today. God bless you, God lift you, God favor you, God give you honor in Jesus' name. Check out our website for more details. Remember, it's www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Thanks for listening, and remember, there are miracles from God for you every day. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.